We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
Amen. Wow. He is good. He is so good. And we get to come in His presence. We get to sing His praise. We get to worship the great I Am. What an awesome thought. We get to do this together with brothers and sisters. We get to celebrate Him who is making all of this possible. He makes that last breath possible, and by His grace, He'll make that next breath possible. It is from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory and praise forever and ever and ever. We as a church body, you know that we are in a building program, in a building campaign, in a conversation. We are literally making room. We're making room for God in so many different places. This morning, making room for God in our heart. We're making room for more people to come and be able to worship. Making room for Him to just basically take over our lives and to transform us into who He desires us to be. Let's pray for that whole thing this morning. Father God, we come to you right now as we, God, as we talk about, as we discuss, as we think about the concept of making room, God, all the men and women behind the scenes that are diligently working and serving and God, planning and making all the God, everything that needs to be done, God, you are putting in men's hearts and women's hearts, God, they are moving and we praise you for them. God, help us as a church. Help us to be faithful. Help us, God, to do what you have desired for each and every one of us to do, God. Yes, we are here for such a time as this. Yes, God, you have a plan for every one of us. It is not by accident that we are here. Even this day, it's not by accident. God, we come here to we celebrate you because of you, Jesus. We have peace with you, Father God in heaven. We can boldly approach the throne of grace. We can access you, God, in boldness, knowing that, God, we have peace. We're not enemies. You're not against us. You are for us, God, and we praise you for that. And that is only because of Jesus. It's not our goodness. It's not our ability. It is you, Christ only, and we praise you for that. God, bless us. Help us to be a faithful congregation. Help us to be in the center of your will, God. Help us to move and be what you desire us to be. And God, you move us. You move us, not the words of men. God, we're not coercive. No way other than a move of you and your Spirit on the hearts of your congregation. God, you do that for your glory. And God, we're going to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you've got your Bible, I want to invite you to turn with me over to the book of Exodus. In Exodus, we see where the children of Israel have been in bondage for some 400 years, and God says, goes to Moses. He says to him, hey, I want you to go to Pharaoh. I want you to walk up to him, and I want you to tell him to, hey, let my people go. And we know what happens. We know the rest of the story. He goes in there to Pharaoh. Him and Aaron, they go in there, and after all of these hardening of Pharaoh's hearts, finally God allows Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go, and they begin the journey away. They get to the Red Sea. The Egyptians change their mind. They come after them. God shows favor, opens up the Red Sea. They head across. The waters closes in there on top of the entire army. It just kills them all, and then they wander around. They begin the wandering around the wilderness process. In Exodus chapter 25, God says something. God says something to Moses. And beginning in verse 8, it says this: let them, Exodus 25, 8, says, let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I'm going to show you, as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all of its furniture. Just so you shall construct it. God wanted a place to where he could come and tabernacle, come and meet with, be with his people. The children of Israel were a people after God's own heart. He had called them out of all the people on the face of the earth. God made the children of Israel his very own. And this morning, as we have, as a church, we're at a place in the conversation to where we as a church are discussing the finances. I mean, think about here. There's a conversation that would have to be asked. Well, how are they going to make this happen? And I'm going to tell you, Shannon's heart, when it comes to finances, literally comes from these passages that we look at this morning. Along with the New Testament, God loves a cheerful giver, not out of compulsion, but it comes from these places like this. We talk about the heart this morning. We talk about how you're gonna do this. Well, you're here for a reason. God's got each one of you around this room. You didn't accidentally show up. You've not accidentally been showing up. You are a part of the grander picture. This is not, hey, the preacher and a few people are deciding to do this thing. No, this is a church event. This is something that we, you, us as the body decided many, many, many months ago, just through a lot of things it took to get us to this place. But we're here now. And you say, Brother Shannon, how do you raise the money? I've had people ask, what do you do? What is your plans? What is your campaign strategy? How do you go? Do you go to them individually? Do you move? How do you get people to give like that? And I usually just shrink back altogether. Because at the end of the day, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can say. I can show pictures. And some people will say, well, I'll help and you'll give a little, you'll give a little, you'll give a little here or whatever. But there is a secret that's far greater than anything we can understand and comprehend. It's when the God of this universe gets a hold of a man's heart. And the move is not by the coercion of men's words, but by the move of the Spirit of God on men's hearts. It was the model God used then, and I am confident that it is the same model that God desires to move and do and to bring to completion exactly what he desires at Chapel Hill Baptist Church for such a time as this. Look back just a few verses. Look at verse 1. Start 25, verse 1. Look at this. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. Did he hire a campaign manager? Did he go out and look at the biggest givers? He said, in this verse, does it say, go to the ones that's been given so much in the past, or go to the families with the greatest means? No. What does Scripture say? From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution. God has to move on the hearts of individuals. There is a need, and there is a great need, but there's a need that is going to be used to complete a task that we as a church have discovered and seen that, hey, this is what we need. So that is the motivation for it. And when the Spirit of God moves on the hearts of men, he says, tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution. This is the contribution which you're to raise from them. Gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet material, fine linen, goat hair, ram skin, dyed red, porpoise skin, acacia wood, oil for lighting, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and setting stones for the ephod and for the breastpiece. Let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them, according to all that I am going to show you as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of the furniture, just so you shall construct it. You got to look at, if you read through chapter 25, you go through, Moses has gone up on the mountain, the golden calf incident happens, so many different things happens in scripture here during those 40 days while Moses has gone up the mountain. He comes back down, all the golden calf thing happens, he goes back up, he says, hey, I want you to go tell them this. Turn with me over to chapter 35. Chapter 35 of the book of Exodus reads this. They've come back down. It's like there's been a time frame of disobedience has gone on. But God's mind has not changed. The word of God is set. After all the disobedience that you read about, you may think that, well, God says, hey, now I want you to go do it differently. No, God says the same thing. Look at chapter 35, beginning in verse 4. Moses spoke to the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying. Now I want you to pay attention as you read this. This is between you and God. When you leave here this morning, every single one of you, or when you walk out those doors, there's going to be a table that's getting ready right now. You're going to pick up one of these books. You're going to hear that this is a $2-point-something million thing. We got a thing that's going to happen over the next 15 months, but next week you're going to walk in and inside your bulletin or somewhere there's going to be little cards that have, as to where you can say whatever you've prayed between you and God this week and next week, you're going to be able to pledge it, and you're going to write your name and a number and whatever you're willing to pledge, and you're going to give it, and at the end of the service, you're going to pray over it, and we're going to walk out the doors and we're going to drop them into buckets or something. That's my plan. That's the only control I have over anything, is I'm going to get Kim to make a card similar to this, probably half its size. Listen, I'm telling you my control of this whole thing. It's going to be about that size right there. And it's going to say making room. It's going to look just like that on that side, but it's going to be very small like this. And on the back side will be kind of blank. It'll say name, pledge amount, contribution amount, and what you'll be able to give. And at the end of the service next week, I'm going to ask all of you, I'll preach again, and I'm going to ask all of you at the end of the service to pull out what you and the Lord have, what the Lord has told you to do, and we're going to pray over it, and as we walk out those doors, you're going to drop them in probably nothing greater than maybe a big old garbage can. That's Shannon's plan. And you're like, well, that's not a good one. I'm not really good at this. Moses wasn't a temple builder either. Moses wasn't skilled like that. Moses was a mouthpiece of God. And Moses came back to the people and said, this is what I need done. And watch what happens when the Lord God moved on the heart of his people. What took place? Keep reading. For this is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Verse 5 of 35. Take from among you a contribution to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it as the Lord's contribution. Gold, silver, and bronze, and blue, purple, and scarlet material, fine linens, goat's hair, and ram skin, dyed red of porpoise skin, and acacia wood, and oil for lighting, and spices for the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and onyx stones, and the setting stones for the ephod, and for the breastplate. Listen. Let every skillful man among you come and make all that the Lord has commanded, the tabernacle, its tents and its coverings, its hooks and its boards, its bars, its pillows, its sockets, the ark and its poles, the mercy seat and the curtain of the screen, the table and its poles and all its utensils and the breast and the bread of the presence. And the lampstand also for the light and its utensils and its lamps and the oil for the light and the altar of incense and its poles and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense and the screen for the doorway of that, the entrance of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offerings with its bronze grating, its poles and all the utensils, the basin and its stand, the hangings of the court its pillars, its sockets, and the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs of the tabernacle. Listen, God is meticulous. God knows exactly what he's doing. There's nothing left for question. There's no misunderstanding. The author of confusion is not the God of this universe. It is Satan. God is very, very clear. The pegs of the tabernacle and the pegs of the court and the cords and the woven garments for ministering in the holy place and the holy garments for Aaron, the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests. Listen. Then all the congregation of the sons of Israel departed from Moses' presence. Everyone whose heart stirred him and everyone whose spirit moved him came and brought the Lord's contribution for the work of the tent of meeting and for all of its service for the holy garments. Then all whose hearts moved them. Do you see what's the preacher's plan, church? It ain't a plan. It's sitting here waiting on the God of this universe to move on the hearts of people. And here's what I'm believing without a shadow of a doubt, that God has placed in this congregation for such a time as this, people who he wants to use in a mighty way. When the Spirit of God begins to move on you, and you as a husband, and you as a wife, and you as a family sit around and you go out this afternoon and you say, hey, we need to pray. We need to pray. What does God want us to do? And here's what I can guarantee you. There's not a one of you in this room that will look at and look back at God and say, I don't think I'm going to. It's not how it works. That's not how it works. No, this ain't for me. This is one of them places that when we're you're part of the body of Christ, and when we're a member of the body of Christ, and we are part of this community of believers and the Spirit of God. Listen, we pray for one another, we serve one another, and we cry when others cry, and we worship when others worship, and we do it together. And when the Spirit of God begins to move in around the body of believers, Christians don't walk away and say, that's not for me. Not when the Spirit of God, when you pray, and here's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying an amount. I'm not saying an amount, because the amount for a 15-year-old is different from the amount of a 55-year-old or a 75-year-old or a 35-year-old. When you seek God, Lord God, what do you want me to do? God, lead me, guide me, show my family, show us as individuals. Lord, what do you want us to do? And you walk in obedience, and you step out in obedience. And when the army steps out in simple obedience. And it's one of those things, you don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You don't herald it out there to others and let the world know. This is simply between you and the Lord. No one else. It's not one of those things you discuss. It's just you walk in obedience. You wake up and you as an individual, you as a family, you as a husband and wife, you as a group, you say, Lord God, what do you want us to do? And you step out on faith and you do it. You do it not because a man says so, and you don't even do it because there's a need. You do it because the Spirit of God is saying, hey, you, this is what I want you to do. And you say, Lord God, what do you want me to do? You walk in obedience to him. You walk in obedience to him. Verse 21, everyone whose heart stirred him and everyone whose spirit moved came and brought the Lord's contribution for the work of the tent of meeting and for all of its service and for the holy garments. Then all whose hearts moved them, both men and women, came and brought brooches and earrings and signet rings and bracelets, all articles of gold. So did every man who presented an offering of gold to the Lord. Every man who had in his possession blue and purple and scarlet material and fine linen and goat's hair and ram skin, dyed red and porpoise skin, brought them. Everyone who could make a contribution of silver and bronze brought the Lord's contribution. And every man who had in his possession acacia wood for any work of the service brought it. All the skilled women spun with their hands and brought what they had spun in blue and purple and scarlet material and in fine linen. Look at this. All the women whose heart stirred with a skill spun the goat's hair. Guys, here's the deal. There's a word that's being said over and over and over. If the Spirit of God, if their heart stirs them, if the move of God stirs the hearts of men, then our only response to God Almighty is obedience. And when we act in obedience, watch what happens. Read with me. Then the rulers brought the onyx, verse 27, the onyx stones and the stones for setting the ephod and for the breastplate and the spice and the oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense. The Israelites, all the men and women whose hearts moved them to bring materials for all the work which the Lord had commanded them through Moses to be done, brought a free will offering to the Lord. Then Moses said to the sons of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel and the son of Uri, the son of Hur, and the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God and wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in craftsmanship to make designs for working in gold and in silver and in bronze and in the cutting of stones for the setting of its carvings of wood so as to perform in every inventive work. He also has put in the heart to teach both he and Oholiab, the son of Ahizmach of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with the skill to perform every work as an engraver and of a designer, and of an embroiderer in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet material, and in fine linen, and in the weaver as performers of every work, and makers and designers. Now, Bezalel and Oholiab, and every skillful person in whom the Lord had put skill and understanding to know how to perform all the work in the construction of the sanctuary, shall perform in accordance with all the Lord has commanded." Notice, then Moses called Bezalel and Oholiab and every skillful person in whom the Lord had put skill, everyone's heart stirred him to come to work to perform it. And they received from Moses all the contributions which the sons of Israel had brought to perform the work of the contributions of the sanctuary, and they still continued bringing him free will offerings every morning. Listen. And the skillful men who were performing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from his work which he was performing, and they said to Moses, listen to this. You say, "Brother Shannon, that's impossible." Well, it happened. You say, "Now, I don't see that happening here." Well, it happened there. You say, "Yeah, but that's different. Times are hard and finances are tight and just life is hard and, you know, a dollar don't go as far." Well, it happens. There'll be 500 and something people in this room today. There'll be, I don't even know the number of families, 200 plus. You get 200 something plus families come together stirred by a move of God in their heart. There's absolutely no telling what God can do. Look at what he does. And they said to Moses, "The people are bringing much more than enough for the construction work which the Lord commanded us to perform." So Moses issued a command and a proclamation was circulated throughout the camp saying, "Let no man or woman any longer perform work for the contribution of the sanctuary." Thus the people were restrained from bringing any more. For the material that they had was sufficient and more than enough for all the work to perform it. When God moves on the hearts of people, when God moves on the body of Christ, When God begins to move, and we as individuals and we as families look at ourselves and look at our lives and look at how blessed and lavished God has poured out on us, and we honestly say, Lord, what do you want me to do? There is a need. I present before you this morning, Chapel Hill Baptist Church, a need. And I simply say, go before the Lord. Go before the Lord in humble, submissive obedience and say, Lord God, what do you want me to do? And be still and listen. Be still and listen. This ain't one of those, you know how when the kids come by and you pull a 5 or pull a 20 out and just hand it to them and just kind of be off on your way. Need's great. Too many people in this church were too blessed. Sit there, I go ahead and tell you I'm not worried. None of us are worried. We know what God's about to do. I've said it often through every time we go to raise money at Chapel Hill, it's almost just like this at the very end. Stop. 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 That's what happens. This is a good place. And I want us to pray now. I want us to pray right now. And I want you to do this. You start right now. Listen, before busyness hits you, before I let you go, before them doors open, before you get distracted and before you start chasing other things, I want you right now in this quietness and in the stillness of this moment, you go to God and say this. I'm not even saying right now because it's too early. Don't say how much right now. Say, God, prepare me. Prepare me. Prepare me. So that my heart will be right, so that my mind will be right, so that I will respond not to me, not to these names that we pray for regularly. No, that we'll be right to respond to you.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.